Well, praise God.
Amen. Dr. Tom.
Wonderful, wonderful Sunday school lesson.
Yes.
I want to continue with a theme of, we saw how even in the midst of an impending situation that God was revealing to Joseph through the Pharaoh's dream, that a famine was coming, but also provision was going to be provided.
Yes.
Also, right? So we had to land the times of plenty and the time of famine.
Yes.
Where even in the midst of whatever we go through in life, sometimes it's famine, then it's provision. Sometimes it's provision, then it's famine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But in any case, our focus as sons and daughters of the Most High is the provision of our God.
Amen.
Right? Amen. So hallelujah.
Whether there's an impending famine on the way, or you're in plenty, and then the train of thought is to always think about the hardships.
Yes.
Whether it's at the beginning or the end, we put our attention on that. Yes. But the attention as sons and daughters should always be on the provision of our God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Regardless of what we go through, God is and God will provide.
Yes, He will.
And Amen. That's where our comfort and our peace comes in the midst of the storms of life. We're still at peace. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the times of plenty, we're at peace. Mm-hmm. Because our focus and attention is not on the things that's going right. around us. It's right. always on God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that I believe that redemptiveness that God is always calling for His children to have to Him is that focus. Joseph was focused on what God had called him to do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to always be mindful of, what is God calling me to do?
Amen.
In whatever season I'm in life.
Amen.
What is He calling me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And where is my attention and my focus? Is it on what God would have me to do? Or am I getting distracted by these things that the enemy uses to pull us away from that focus and that attention?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is in that obedience that God is looking at. And it's like we saw in the lesson this morning, God is going to use who He wants to use.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But He's going to use someone who's going to be obedient.
Yes.
To a call.
Yes.
Not just a hearer.
Yes.
But a doer.
Sure. Amen.
And at the end of the day, if we are not doing,
come on now,
then we are living a purposeless life.
Amen.
Amen.
God is giving us a purpose through the things that we do,
yes.
not just what we hear.
Yes.
Are you going to act on this word that I've given you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today's message is provision and freedom.
Gotcha.
Blessings and salvation.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for this day. We thank You, Father God, for this blessed time and opportunity to come together as a body of believers, leaning and depending on You for Your direction and guidance through this world and through the journey of this thing we call life. We thank You, Father God, for Your continued provision. We thank You, Father God, for Your favor.
Thank you,
Father God, for Your discernment and wisdom that You give us through Your word.
Thank You, Father.
We thank You, Father God, for Your Son, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank You,
who has redeemed us unto You that we might have a right to the eternal tree of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We thank You, Father God, for our life and the life abundantly
that we
can have an abundance in living through You and with You.
Yes.
As I bring this message today, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight.
Mm-hmm.
For You are my Lord and my Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So, church, provision and freedom. Blessings and salvation. What I want us to gather or draw from this message today is really the provision that God has given us, the freedom we have in His Word and in the life that He's given us.
Mm-hmm.
With that provision, we tie that to the blessings of life and what that really means. And then the freedom that we are given through salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
there is a quantifying ideal to think about the freedom we have because we're saved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Sister Sand, I think she said earlier, or it was the last part of the illuminated text that said, we don't have any cause for fear.
Mm. No, amen.
Amen.
Come on.
We are saved.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, we have eternal life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what do we have to fret on?
Amen. Amen.
That so that could overcome or surpass that. That nothing. Nothing else means anything. Everything else is meaningless, right? So, I have three scriptures. I'm going to have some readers today. I want to draw these all from the NIV.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a reader for Isaiah 61.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Okay. I need a reader for Luke 4, 16 through 21.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay. And then the last scripture I want is Ephesians 1, 3 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just go through those in that order, Isaiah 61,
mm-hmm.
then we go to Luke 4, 16 through 21,
mm-hmm.
and Ephesians 1, 3 through 12. Just read through those, through those verses, and then we'll pick back up and discuss these scripture texts.
If I could
have my reader for Isaiah 61.
Amen. The year of the Lord's favor.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, mm-hmm. and to release from darkness for the prisoners, and mm-hmm. release from darkness for the prisoners, mm-hmm. to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations.
Amen.
Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord.
Yes.
You will be named ministers of God. Mm-hmm. You will feed on the wealth of nations.
Thank
and
you.
In their riches you will boast. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion.
Woo!
And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice.
Mm-hmm.
I hate robbery and iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the people, and who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed.
Amen.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seed to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Luke 4, 16 through 21. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Mm-hmm. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him.
Ooh.
Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me."
Hallelujah.
Amen. "Because he had anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind.
Praise God.
To set the oppressed free. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah.
All right. And then I had Ephesians 1, 3 through 12. Mm-hmm. "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory.
Amen.
So, church, we're going to go back to keep a footnote of those three passages. But we just read, or had read, 27 verses of Scripture. Wait, I put my stopwatch on. We had about 6.5 minutes.
Praise God.
27 Scriptures, 27 verses in about 6.5 minutes. And I'm proposing that we as sons and daughters should at least take that amount of time.
Yes.
Say 5 to 10 minutes a day.
Sir.
Sister Alicia mentioned it earlier about reading his word.
Yes.
Doesn't take long. And sometimes I say, you got 5 or 10 minutes out of your day not to read the word of God.
Yes,
spend
we
more
do.
Time than that. But I'm saying at the least, set aside some time to read his word every single day.
Amen. We need it.
And we have to understand that we're in a new day, in a new age.
Come on now.
In time. Think about everything that's going on. And we're in a day and age when we need to dedicate more time to reading God's word.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Amen.
We can't meditate on his word day and night if we haven't taken time to read it.
All right. Sage, right? All right.
How do you meditate on something that you haven't read?
Amen.
Or gain some understanding. Amen.
Amen.
So whatever schedule works best for you, set aside the time, day and night, in your prayer closet, before you go to bed, before you wake up. However you can schedule it out, set aside time to really commune with God in prayer and the reading of His Word. Amen.
Amen.
I promise you, your life will be enriched by that time spent with Him.
Mm-hmm.
So, individually or collectively as a family, make time to read His Word and to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today's message really deals with a passage of scripture that's been titled, if you look in your NIV, it might have had a title of the Year of the Lord's Favor.
Yes.
And amidst all the trials and tribulations of life, God wants to provide. And I remember I said provision.
Yes.
In the midst of the stuff that we go through, He's always seeking to provide something for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in the context of this scripture, it is favor.
Praise God.
And what is favor but blessings from God?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is that provision. We look back at Isaiah 61, that provision that God was providing. As he stated there in verse 1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me to proclaim good news to the poor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's blessings he's talking about providing.
Yes.
Provision he's talking about giving. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To do what? To bind up.
The broken heart.
The broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
So those whose hearts are broken,
hallelujah,
he's trying to mend and bind up the brokenhearted people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To proclaim freedom.
Mm-hmm.
For the captives.
Yes.
So that means there's a world of people being in bondage to sin, being in bondage to the things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came to give us freedom.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Freedom from whatever is trying to hold you or tie you down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Keep
right.
you from your purpose-filled life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Release from darkness for the prisoners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that we are in prison in our minds. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
You have no sense of direction. Where do I go?
Fear.
Where should
Fear.
I be? What should
Fear.
I do?
Uh-huh.
And he's releasing you from that darkness.
Thank
because
you,
we know that Jesus is the light.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he provides a way to show us the way that we should go. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 2 says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God.
Yes.
To comfort all who mourn.
Hallelujah.
So verse 2 brought up to proclaim and to provide comfort is what Jesus came to do. Verse 3, to provide for those who grieve.
Yes.
To bestow on them a crown of beauty.
Hallelujah.
Instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
Amen.
They will be called oaks of righteousness,
amen,
a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
Hallelujah.
And then he goes through a series of how God provides those provisions.
Mm-hmm.
So verse 4 says, they will rebuild
mm-hmm.
the ancient ruins. Anything that's been torn down, he's going to rebuild
restore. It. Yeah.
He uses the word and restore the places long devastated.
Hallelujah.
They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations.
Long time.
Verse 7, instead of shame, you will receive a double portion.
Ooh. Praise God.
So whatever areas that you feel like people have discarded you, have shamed you, have made you feel less than nothing.
It is well, come on now.
God has promised. He didn't say he might. He says he will.
He will do it.
We will receive a double portion.
Yes.
Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come
so
on.
There's an inheritance that God has, and we know the riches of God are infinite.
Ooh. Oh, praise God.
So
yes.
Think about an infinite inheritance. It just goes on and on and
thank
on.
You.
There's no end to it.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 8 explains why.
Gift.
He explains why. He says, because I, the Lord,
love
justice.
Yes.
He doesn't want to see unjust things just go on.
Come on, come on.
He loves justice. That
yes.
means people will get their due.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have to fight the fight. He's fought the fight for us.
Yes,
the battle's
does.
Already been won.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, he loves justice, and he goes on to say, in my faithfulness, I will reward my people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9, their descendants will be known among the nations. Mm-hmm. So we're not just going to exist in this world. We're going to leave a legacy.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Generation to generation of the goodness of God. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 10 says, the year of the Lord's favor begins by doing something. You need to highlight, underline, circle, whatever it says. But it begins mm-hmm. by delighting greatly in the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
So we have to delight in the things of God.
Put your hands
delight in the principles of His Word. Things yes. that He's taught us.
Hallelujah.
Things that He's outlined in His Word.
Yes. Yeah.
Take delight in it.
Yeah.
Verse 10 says, my soul rejoices in my God.
Yes.
For He has clothed me with garments of salvation.
Yes.
Yes.
The church, we have to understand that this Word isn't just a direction or a guide for you. It is your garment.
Garnet.
It's what you put on.
Yes, it is.
It's how people see you.
Uh-huh.
And the things that you do and you say.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a garment of praise
yes.
on your lips.
Hallelujah.
How you say, how you be. Everything yeah. about you should speak the glory of God.
Yes, amen? It is. Yes, yes.
So we take delight in Him. Yes. Write this verse. And we didn't have Philippians 4 and 4. I just want to pull that out. We rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
So the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations.
Praise mm-hmm. God.
That's why we rejoice, because we know that God loves justice and He rewards those who delight in Him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I receive this word. In this year of the Lord's favor.
Mm-hmm.
We have to receive it.
Amen.
Yes.
Not just about reading it, mm-hmm. hearing it, mm-hmm. but we have to receive it and take it into our own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our faith comes in. We trust this word over anything else.
Anything else. That's right.
Above what you see, hear, smell, and taste.
Mm-hmm.
And all your senses have to fall wayside to the spirit, right?
Amen.
Of
Amen.
Your existence. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we receive God's word, and if you could just say this with me, church. I receive this word.
I receive this word.
In this year of the Lord's favor.
In this year of the Lord's favor.
I will delight in the Lord.
I will delight in the Lord.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
And His praise shall continually.
And His praise shall continually.
Be in my mouth.
Be in my mouth.
That's Psalms 34:1.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. We see that. We speak that. It will continually
yeah.
be
yes.
in my mouth.
Yes.
Bless the Lord when I feel like it. No, when at all
times.
That means in famine,
mm-hmm.
and that means in plenty.
Plenty.
Amen.
Amen.
I will bless the Lord. Yes, because He's
church. It is our delighting in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and praising His name.
Mm-hmm.
They will break the shackles of all those things that bind us or keep us in bondage.
Amen.
Anything that's trying to hold you back from the blessings of God,
mm-hmm.
the favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
God said He will set us free from bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
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 Let's look back at that Luke 4, mm-hmm. 16 through 21
mm-hmm.
That was read. It says Jesus came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came to set us free. Amen. So He was speaking, or He pulled the scroll from Isaiah and was reading that passage of scripture that we find here in Luke 4,
mm-hmm.
Picking up at verse 16.
Yes.
And He uses the word freedom
mm.
in relation to salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom from whatever has you bound.
Yeah.
I don't know what hold the enemy has over your life or what he sensed or situation mm-hmm. he might be trying to keep you from.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus has set you free from all of that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Praise God.
From whatever the enemy's trying to hold you or keep you from, understand Jesus has set you free.
Mm-hmm.
You're free from it. You're no longer bound mm-hmm. to it.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Anything He tries to remind you yes. Of things you did wrong, even in the past, the enemy will try to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Right? Amen. Amen.
So we understand that because we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we are free.
Free indeed.
From the bondages of sin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's look back at Ephesians 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it was verses 3 through 12. Verse 3 highlights we have to praise God for spiritual blessings.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And know this, church, God is blessing you every single day.
Praise God.
That's right.
But so many times we get distracted by the material blessings.
Uh-huh. All right now.
And say, well, God ain't blessed me materially, so I'm not being blessed. But if your mind was spiritually minded and you focused on the spiritual blessings, you'd understand that through those spiritual blessings,
comes
you have everything else that you want and need in life.
Amen.
And God wants you to focus on the spiritual blessings.
Yes,
don't
get
caught up or distracted because the material stuff won't come and go.
It will come.
We've already read, famine going to come and famine's going to go.
That's right.
Times
that's
of plenty going to come and they're going to go.
Yes.
But the spiritual realm of things, the spiritual blessings are eternal.
Yes.
Amen.
The love of God will never fade.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Amen.
Those fruit of the Spirit will never fade.
Come on now.
Come on.
They're constantly and continually in our life.
Mm.
But you have
Thank
to
you,
focus
Lord.
On those things. Don't be distracted by the other things that the enemy tried to distract you from.
Jesus.
God don't love me because I don't have blank.
Come on. Come on now. Come on.
God
now.
Must not be caring because I'm going through. Those are distractions the enemy uses
from
the truth of God's word.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
how do you know the truth?
Yes, he does.
Because you read it, you meditate on it, you've accepted it as Jesus as your Lord and Savior, who is the truth, the way, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have freedom from all that mess that the enemy tries to keep
you
up under.
That's right.
All those distractions that the enemy tries to keep you up under. Man.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we have to praise God for spiritual blessings.
Thank
Verse
you,
4, for he chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight.
Jesus.
How are we holy and blameless? Verse 5 says it. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we're holy and blameless through Jesus Christ. Amen. In accordance with his pleasure and will. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Verse 7 says, in him we have redemption.
Oh, yeah.
You read about that?
Yeah.
In the Sunday school lesson, we're redeemed unto him. Mm-hmm. No matter what the enemy tries to create the division from our Lord and Savior, by accepting him as your Lord and Savior, you are redeemed unto God. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Verse 7, through what? His blood.
His blood.
The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's
grace.
It's grace.
Yes.
Forever present.
Thank you,
Never
Father.
Wavers.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
It's sealed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Verse 9, with all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will.
Oh, praise God.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mysteries of his will. It's a mystery to the world.
Mm-hmm.
He made it known unto us because we accepted his son. Right?
Yes.
So it's no longer a mystery to us.
No, it's not us.
So a mystery of his will. And what is that? Verse 10 says it. To bring unity.
Mm-hmm.
That's that redemption power again.
Mm-hmm.
To all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
Yes.
All
right.
Amen. So that's the mystery, that God will use his son to redeem himself unto the world.
Praise
so we're no longer lost.
Thank you, Lord.
We're no longer in bondage. Verse 11.
In him, yes.
We should highlight this.
Yes.
Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Does it say he works out something?
Everything.
No, he works out everything
in
conformity with the purpose of his will.
Mm-hmm.
Say this, church. God is going to work it out.
God is going to work it out.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Verse 12 says, what must we do, church? We must put our hope in Christ.
Yes.
By giving him all the praise and the glory.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank glory you. To God. Jesus. Glory thank to you. Jesus. Thank glory Lord to God, the Father.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your word today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you, Father God, for showing us through your word that we can just lean and depend on you for all things.
Thank you. All things.
You've promised us through your word the provisions that we need in life to live abundantly.
Yes.
Above all our circumstances, all our trials and tribulations, you said not to fret, but to be of good cheer.
Yes.
Because your son overcame, we can overcome.
Hallelujah. Yes.
But we must focus on your spiritual blessings. Focus on your word and the principles thank that you've laid out for us to follow. We thank you, Father God, for your wisdom. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the favor and the provision that you give us through your son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' holy and precious name.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.